Hello, America. This is the Michael Gibson Show. How are you doing today? The crybabies, I tell you, are at it again. The Trump administration just released Trump's budget, and you know Congress has to approve it and everything. And in general, I like this. It actually makes cuts, but the one thing that these people are whining about is this money that's being cut. It's somewhere like $9 billion or something. The particular part of it's going to do is what they're crying about. It's going to affect Meals on Wheels. Now, the $9 billion doesn't go all to Meals on Wheels. Okay, a very small portion of that goes to Meals on Wheels, but you have people like in Michigan. They're complaining, like I imagine all the other states are. But there was an article in 2013 that the person being interviewed for Meals on Wheels, excuse me, was saying that this was in concern to the federal government shutdown that was going on at the time. They said that the federal aid towards Meals on Wheels totaled about $250,000 a year to the state of Michigan. And that if the government didn't, you know, start running again, the money was going to stop after the, you know, the 2 weeks or whatever. And it's, let's look at this for a second. $250,000. In the big spectrum, big picture of things, $250,000 is not a lot of money for a program that is supposedly so vital. That's not a lot of money. And as far as constitutionally, again, the federal government is spending way too much money on pet projects, and they're spending money that it's not a responsibility to spend this money. It's not. And why can't this, in this case, we're talking the state of Michigan, they can't fork out $250,000. I mean, there's Meals on Wheels is so worried about not having money. It's $250,000 a year. That's nothing. The state, or let's say all the states, all 50 states, okay, all of them, let's say getting $250,000 a year from the federal government for their Meals on Wheels program. Each state can't cough up $250,000. All the money that they waste, they can't come up with $250,000. On something that's so vital. So vital. I mean, and it's pretty sad. It's like Michigan, 36 point whatever percent. It's like 36.6 or 36.8 of their budget is subsidized by the federal government. They're not the worst one. All the states are being subsidized by the government. But that's pathetic. The federal government cannot be running around paying for states' budgets, in part. You can't be subsidizing the states. You want to have Meals on Wheels, you pay for it. Now, there was this caller in the Mark Levin Show, and he brought up concerns about this money not going to the states for Meals on Wheels. And so Levin brought up, okay, he goes, you know, he said, I'm not an expert on Meals on Wheels. And I'm not an expert on Meals on Wheels. I'm not. But he said, okay, he goes, let's look at it this way. He goes, so we have to make cuts across the board. He goes, do you want to touch Social Security? The guy goes, well, no. He goes, okay. He goes, do you want to touch Medicaid? Well, no, don't want to touch Medicaid. Okay. And he listed, it was another program. And then he goes, so he goes, you don't want to touch Meals on Wheels. So we got to make cuts, dude. Again, now I'm paraphrasing here. You don't want to touch, I mean, look how many programs are set out there to help people. You don't want to touch Social Security. You don't want to touch Medicaid. You don't want to touch this. You also have Medicare, okay, on the state level. So you've got Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare. Again, there's some other. I know there was a prescription drug plan B or something like that. You've got that out there. You've got all these programs. You've got food stamp program. You got all these programs that, again, yes. WIC and food stamps, yes, more than just elderly on these. But you have all these programs available. And we're not going to argue if they should or should not exist. That's not the point of this. That's a whole other show. But you have all these other nets. Net after net after net. Okay? And all you're doing is the federal government is saying now, we need to, and again, they're not directly and picking on Meals on Wheels. Okay, now, but we need to address this. With unfunded liabilities, are the country's debt, the federal debt, not state debt, not individual, per household debt, we're not talking, that's a lot of money too. Just federal government debt. With unfunded liabilities figured in, currently is around $220 trillion. $200 trillion. The GDP is 15. Even if you take all money, if you took everything that every person had, which would destroy... it would destroy the country if you confiscated all the wealth for 1 year. You just eliminated it. You wouldn't even make a dent. In the total debt. We owe more money than the world owns. The world's wealth is like $50 trillion. Okay? $50 trillion is what's owned. That's, we owe $220 trillion. We owe that much. We could take the world's wealth and knock out $50 trillion. Do you understand how bad it is? I mean... I know, we just, ever since Obama, back in 2009, we throw the T around all the time. T as in starting with trillion, not T as in tea that you drink. But we throw it like it's nothing. That's the world's wealth is around $50 trillion. Well, I have the number 70... flowing around in my head. Anyway, whatever. $50 to $70 trillion. What the hell? What's 20 more trillion? Okay, let's pretend it's $70 trillion. Now I'm doubting myself. And the total debt's $200 trillion, $220 trillion, and the deficit is not the $545 billion that the government keeps repeating. That's a funny number. That's a cooked book number. It's around $5 trillion a year or so is the true deficit. Not 500 and whatever billion dollars. That's how they come up with the $20 trillion that you hear that we owe. Unfunded liabilities, you owe that money. You have promised, you have created a liability and have promised to pay it out. That's where that comes from. So, there's an article in the Daily Wire written by Ben Shapiro. And, of course, it addresses Nancy Pelosi, you know, that drunken fool keeps opening her mouth. So, down, when you scroll through, it talks about, let's see, what paper? Let's see. He's making fun of an article. I'll just read the article. Ben says, it's time for the media to portray President Trump as a cruel and evil. It's harder for the media to do this with Trump than it has been with other Republicans, simply because Trump consistently uses the rhetoric of big government, guaranteeing Americans that their entitlements won't be affected in any serious way. But with the presentation of his proposed budget, Democrats in the media finally pounced. Trump wants to kill old people by cutting funding to Meals on Wheels. Again, that's the Democratic narrative. Rep. Nancy Pelosi babbled the Republic. This is, quote, the Republicans in Congress and this White House, as we're seeing now just in a few weeks, never miss an opportunity to suck up money from the middle class. Unquote. This is Senator Minority Leader Chuck Schumer followed the same track. Or same tack. Quote, once again, the Trump administration is showing its true colors. Talk like a populist, but govern like a social interest zealot. Unquote. And so, it's Time. This is in Time headlined, Trump's budget would kill a program that feeds 2.4 million senior citizens. That's the headline from Time. Ben continues, so is Trump actually killing Meals on Wheels? Not even close. The Trump administration proposed budget would kill the Community Development Block Grant, a federal boondoggle that's largely been used for waste and fraud. It costs $3 billion per year, as the budget proposal stated. Quote, the federal government has spent over $150 billion on this block grant since its inception in 1974, but the program is not well targeted to the poorest populations and has not demonstrated results. Unquote. That's Nick Gillespie of Reason. He explains, the money often is not going to Meals on Wheels or even to the neediest communities. As a Reason Foundation analyst, also from 2013, shows, wealthier communities get the larger chunks of the money, particularly counties that, this is a coincidence, are in proximity to Washington, D.C. Check this audit from Riverside County, California. For their CDBG expenditures for 2016, and there's neither a meal nor a wheel to be found. Of the $761,744,000, the county received, nearly all of it went to improve a playground and the sidewalks of a single local elementary school. And note that the reason they were audited by Housing and Urban Development was because they hadn't provided proper documentation of their expenses. So, back to my own thoughts here. Again, like in this case of in Michigan, you know, them getting the $250,000. Is that actually going to Meals on Wheels? You know, is that actually what's going to them, but let's say they're supposed to receive $400,000 or $385,000, but they're only getting $250,000. Is there supposed to be more money in this case of Michigan? So, again, we're seeing abuse from California. So the article continues. Meals on Wheels does get some money from the CDGB, but the vast majority of its funding comes from elsewhere. And as even the leftists over at Snoop state, the effect of the CDBG cuts on local Meals on Wheels groups is uncertain. Only 3% of the Meals on Wheels budget nationally comes from the federal government at all. And only a portion of that comes from the CDGB. This is Walter Olson of the Cato Institute, explains that 35% of the federal funding for Meals on Wheels comes from Older Americans Act, not the CDBG. No cuts have been contemplated to that program yet. So Trump isn't killing Meals on Wheels, but the damaging media coverage has many Republicans cowering in fear as usual. That's end of article. So, again, it's all ridiculous, and what's sad is so many people, they go to all these news networks, CBS, MSNBC, I don't care, I'm throwing Fox, not for the same reason as, you know, CNN, they go and just repeat everything. I'm telling you, and I'm even putting Fox in this boat to some degree. We've seen this with the Trump election. They would attack other candidates that were very respectable. I don't care where you're getting your news from. Verify. Check, double check, and check again. I don't care what news network you go to. My faith in your new media sources, okay, was shaken a little bit as well. And I'm talking about Drudge and Breitbart. They're called new media. Okay? And we just verify. That's all I can tell you. Verify, 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 verify. That's all you can do. It's vital. And I'm going to have these conversations probably with 30, 40 different people about the whole Trump killing Meals on Wheels. Everything, again, this has been going on for a long time as far as political spin. Okay? Both sides do it. And what I mean by the both sides, and I'm not talking about Republican, Democrat. I'm talking about the dishonest, corrupt politicians, and that is, they both fill both political spectrums, as far as Democrat, Republican. The news outlets that are going to be repeating this, and they're not going to put anything in any sort of context, and just share these stupid-ass headlines, like this one down here, I'm scrolling back through the article here, right here. Again, as Time headlined, Trump's budget would kill a program that feeds 2.4 million senior citizens. That's BS. That's not what that does. So they're taking the entire thing and completely putting everything in a false narrative. But no, people don't care about details. Most people. You do. Because you're taking the time to listen to a program that's going over different various topics. It just happens now today we're talking about part of the budget. Now, getting back onto the budget, but off of the Meals on Wheels scenario, and there's much more to talk about as far as Meals on Wheels and funding and everything. But again, like with Michigan, okay? Michigan was getting, or is getting, was, whatever, like $300 million to keep... preserve the Great Lakes. Okay? This is in part of all this. Okay? It's going to be reduced down to $10 million. So people, particularly from Michigan, are freaking out. Oh my gosh, we're not getting this $300 million. It's going down to $10 million. Okay? And then people are just flipping out. Okay. One, what? No one's asking themselves this question, or I should say, very few. What is the state of Michigan / the other states? Okay, the Great Lakes affect other states. So whoever is using the money, I don't care who it is, who's spending, what are these states spending the $300 million on? Where is it going? Okay, I can't tell you. I can tell you what they're going to say. They can probably, the powers that be could come up with a spreadsheet showing you, one that they provide. Well, we spent it here, $300 million? What are you spending $300 million on? I'll be honest with you. I've been to the Great Lakes plenty of times. Now, this is just me, just one person. So this probably means absolutely nothing. I don't know what they're doing. I have no idea. Don't know. I haven't seen a whole fleet of ships anywhere. I don't see cleanup crew with government hazmat suits. I don't know. I have no idea. Again, my overall feelings about this $300 million based on my observations. But what I'm telling you is I don't know where the money's going. No idea. Now, other than if there's some horrible disaster or something like that, do you need to be spending $300 million a year on the Great Lakes? And shouldn't that be the states that share the Great Lakes? Shouldn't that be their responsibility? I mean, can we try some accountability? You had Andrew Jackson would veto all the time pet little projects that congressmen in his day tried to get money to go to their state, widening a river or whatever, and he vetoed it. And rightly so. That's not what the general welfare clause means. Now look at us. All the states have become some drunk slob. Can't walk out the door without someone holding the state's hand because they're so drunk on federal money, they're going to trip on themselves. So, the Trump budget, yes. Would I rather do something else? Again, my knee-jerk response. Would I rather take money or maybe more money from something else? So it wouldn't affect Meals on Wheels? Sure. But again, when you read this article and you do more research, if it's a huge waste how this money's being allocated, then so be it. Okay? Maybe later on, speculation, just throwing a possibility out. Maybe later they're going to pitch, well, we're going to give, maybe the federal government writes a direct check to Meals on Wheels. You know, maybe they get the money, allocate the money some other way. You know, I don't know. I know what's going to happen. But again, we don't have the money. And then people say, this is the military haters. Oh, well, we spend all this money on the military, blah, 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 blah. That's the number one responsibility of the federal government. It's their first charged responsibility. It's not food stamps. It's not Meals on Wheels. It's not the arts. You don't have a country if you don't have self-defense. Plus, what a lot of people don't know is that foreign aid pertaining to money that goes to other countries comes out of that. Just like the EPA, people cry and whine about the EPA. They know nothing about the EPA, but they cry and they fear its demise, but they don't know jack about it. Almost half of the budget goes towards grants. Yes, the money, the EPA budget, money comes out of their budget, they issue grants with it. It's not, again, it's not hazmat teams going up and helping pick up oil spill. That's what they think the EPA does. That's all they do. Oh, yep, we're out there with some brushes and soap, Dawn soap, cleaning seagulls and different birds off on the beach. No, that's not what the EPA does entirely. That's the surface. But people cry and they whine that the money is going to be, that the EPA is going to be affected. You don't know the nefarious side of the EPA. You don't know the partnership and the EPA China institute and implement Agenda 21. In the trillions of dollars they cost businesses. Trillions. Yes. Is there common sense regulation? Yes. You shouldn't have a Joe Blow factory making widgets dumping uranium in a school's drinking water, their drinking water supply. I get that. We can all agree on that one. Okay? That's not what we're addressing here. Just like the Department of Education. I've had shows on this already. People whine and they cry about the Department of Ed. Guess what? The federal government was never meant to take over the education program. It's not. There's been three versions. It's went by three different names. The current Department of Ed got its name and was created by Jimmy Carter. Okay? That's not... It's what it does today is not its charged responsibility. I would like to see the Department of Ed, which I would change its name, because names mean things to people. Names are important. Okay? And the Department of Ed is very, it did it, its purpose, which was to get people to think that the Department of Ed runs education, not originally. And it got a lot more power through Common Core. But originally, more towards the original version of the Department of Ed, I fail to remember the name, is that what it did is it got the states helped the states share information with one another to show them what worked pertaining to education, what lessons worked, what lessons didn't work, and so on and so on, to help spread the information. That's what you want. You want the 50 states crafting education. Because Ohio's education, again, in the large spectrum, is going to be a little bit different than Florida's, and so on and so on and so on. Okay? Especially when you get into school districts. Yes, you want to have a basic level of achievement, okay? But the federal government doesn't set the standard, and it shouldn't set the standard as far as the maximum. That's the minimum. The states are the ones that need to take, just like minimum wage situation. Traditionally, federal minimum wage should not exist because the federal minimum wage was so damn low, it didn't mean jack to the individual state. The federal minimum wage was much, much lower than the state minimum wage across the board. Wasn't until recently when you had people saying, oh, we need to pay everyone $15 an hour. That's what people were crying for the federal government to do. I'm sorry, I just went to McDonald's today. I am sure happy that that knucklehead did not make $15 an hour because he didn't deserve it because he couldn't get my cup size right. I order a large meal, I get a medium cup. Now, I'm billed for a medium cup. Again, this is a stupid little personal rant. Okay, I was billed correctly. That's not what I ordered. I said I want a large it. And right on the receipt, large fry, medium Coke. I'm going to pay that goof $15 an hour for what? You keep it up, and he will be replaced by a robot. Actually, I'm getting sick and tired of dealing with the people at the counter. I'll be honest. I can push better buttons better than them. But anyway, so the lesson in general is politicians in general, lie. They suck in general, not all. Don't trust your news sources. Always go back. And again, I can go find 20 articles that talk about what I'm talking about here. Okay. But double check, double verify, and that new Big Mac sandwich is not super, super wonderful, as they say. So, America, have a great day. God bless. And this is the Michael Gibson Show.